Social impact everywhere.
Welcome back, my fellow social impactors, to another episode of the Social Impactors Podcast. And today we have Brenda McWilson. She is a workshop facilitator for Youth Ottawa. And so, Brenda, I just want to start off by saying, just like with every other guest, thanks for being with me here today.
Thanks for having me on. Mm-hmm.
So the first question is very much just a brief explanation, but it's kind of building on what I just talked about. You're a workshop facilitator for Youth Ottawa, but let's hear more about who you are, what you do, and why you believe you're a social impactor.
Okay, so right now I work with Youth Ottawa as a workshop facilitator, and I'm also a fellow with the Amplified Fellowship Program organized by Youth Ottawa. Aside from that, I am also running my own social enterprise called Moments with Bren, where I connect young people around the world to different opportunities ranging from scholarships to bursaries to leadership development programs. I also organize mastermind classes for professionals, entry-level professionals, mid to senior executive professionals, as well as fresh graduates from the university, where I teach them various skills ranging from transformational leadership to conflict resolution, and even just on positive psychology, because a lot of people struggle with their self-esteem. So that is something I teach them, on how to build their self-esteem and also redefine what success means to them. And so far, so good. I've been able to, you know, build my brand as Moments with Bren offline and online as well, where a lot of young people around the world have gotten scholarships. As of last week, I had a record of $4.3 million worth of scholarships and bursaries that students have gotten from my personalized service that I offer to them. I also do grant writing for non-for-profit organizations and also grassroots groups, where I help founders of these organizations look for grants, help them with the grants proposal, and so far so good. I have a record of about $1.2 million for organizations who have actually gotten access to funding to run their project.
Okay, so that's incredible. And how much did you say in scholarships?
In scholarships, $4.3 million.
Wow. That's life-changing for a lot of people, especially even just a small amount of here. Wow.
Oh, yes. Yes, it is.
So let's jump into the second question then, because I think this is going to be a really good transition. And the question is, with everything you're doing then with Youth Ottawa, empowering people, you know, workshop facilitation, how are you then making a positive impact in your community?
For me, I strongly believe that every young person out there has potential. They have the skills, you know, to change the world. And I recognize the fact that people still face challenges or barriers in their life. So what I'm doing as a social impact or social innovator is for me to step in and try to bridge that gap between young people and the opportunities in front of them. So this is why I take out my time to, you know, search for scholarships, organize workshops. And the workshops that I organize, they range from civic engagement. That's what I do right now with Youth Ottawa, where I go to different schools across the city of Ottawa, teaching young people about civic engagement, what it means to have civics commitment, carry out civic action towards making a change in the city of Ottawa. And so far, so good. I've been able to measure my social outcome, because these young people still come back to me and say, hey, Brenda, thank you so much. I was able to get the scholarship because you were able to offer a personalized service to me. And many of them have also, you know, increased their earning potential. What do I mean by this? A lot of them have skills and, you know, they've been so worried. How do I monetize my skills? How do I productize my idea? So with all the business training, the professional leadership training that I've offered, a lot of them now feel very, very confident in themselves. I have a lot of young people who, like, right now they're going into digital marketing, copywriting, social media strategy, and making money from the skills that they have. So for me, this is a huge outcome from the work that I've been doing, and I have no intention of stopping what I've started so far, because I strongly believe that my voice is needed, my presence is needed, and the ultimate goal for me is to make sure that at every point in time, my existence means a lot to so many people out there. Because my dad always says that, Brenda, you can't just be alive and nobody has something good to say about you. I'm not looking for the name. I just want people to, you know, benefit from the from the goodness of my existence. So that's what I do, both online and also in my community. And yes, so far so good. I have, you know, created a dent in the universe. I've also made huge impact in the lives of so many people, not just in Canada, but across the world. Yes.
That's incredible. And how long have you been doing this for?
How long have I been working with Youth Ottawa?
Mm-hmm. Or how long have you been leading this kind of movement?
Okay, so this is one question that I find quite difficult to answer, because for me, I started making a difference in the lives of people and also those in my community when I was as young as 6. And why am I saying this? Because I remember vividly that in my primary school days back in Nigeria, I was always that student in class who was so excited and willing to help other students with their assignments, explain some concepts to them when they don't, you know, when they find it very difficult to understand what the teacher is teaching in school. I was the head girl in my primary school. In my high school, which we call secondary school in Nigeria, I was also the head girl up to my Cambridge A level. So I've always been a leader who has been making difference in the lives of people right from my very young age. So when people ask me, Brenda, when did you start doing what you're doing right now? I'm not like every other person out there who has like a specific date. Oh, I launched my company or I launched my nonprofit organization in 2014. No, no, no. It has always been a seed of leadership in me right from when I was a young girl, as young as 6 years old. Yes.
That's awesome. So let's jump into the next question then, because this one's about business and I'm curious to get your perspective. But do you believe social impact is an important part of business?
Yes, it is. Social impact is a very, very critical part of business, because you don't just want to do business and you're so excited about the number of clients or customers that are patronizing your services or product. That is what we actually call social input. So the number of people that are reaching out to you to, you know, buy or purchase the services you're offering or the programs and projects you're organizing, that is social input. But what we call social outcome refers to the actual experiences, the actual advantages, the actual values that are quantifiable that people gain or benefit from the work that you do in your business. So for example, I will explain this. If I have a business where I'm providing educational consulting and professional leadership training to people, and let's say I put out this training this week and I get 50 people registering for my training, the number of people that registered for that training, the 50 people are my social output. But out of the 50 people that will go out there into the community, in their personal life, in their, you know, in their career, to actually make a change with the knowledge and skills they've gained from the training that I organized, those are my social outcomes. So let's say out of the 50, 30 people actually got, you know, job promotion, or they were even able to monetize their own skill, or even able to productize their own idea or start a business after learning from me. That is my social outcome. So at the end of the day, that is what constitutes your social impact as a young innovator or as a social entrepreneur or as a community builder. So yes, social impact is very, very critical at every point in time in any business that I run as a young innovator and a social entrepreneur.
That's awesome too. Wow. So you've done a lot of great things. You're leading, you know, a really, really important movement, but I want the audience today to get something out of this too, not just from our conversation. The last question I have for you is, what is your advice for people listening today on how to build their own impact?
Okay. My simple advice to everyone out there is decide the C category you want to belong in. What I mean by this is, do you want to belong in the group of people who complain? Or you want to belong in the group of people who create, or you want to belong in the group of people who consume. So for me, I would advise that not just complaining about things not being right, or you just consuming information and listening to the stories that people say, you should also have a creative mindset, because I believe that everyone has, you know, creativity in them. We have potential, we have skills. So utilize the creative mindset that you have and you will be able to transform things into, you know, making that positive impact you want to make in the society. And one very important thing I would like to also say is, when opportunities arrive, please utilize it. Do not abuse or misuse opportunities or resources or tools that are given to you. Because when you have that mindset of, you know, making good use of whatever it's handed over to you, be it a scholarship, be it a job opportunity, or just even a ticket to attend a training, or just even an invitation to speak somewhere, it is an opportunity that you should utilize. So, like I said, utilize opportunities and resources, and also utilize your creative mindset, and you will flourish. You will make the impact you want to make in your society.
Amazing. So Brenda, I just want to finish off this podcast by saying thank you for being with me here today. And I say this to every guest, but I mean it every single time, because you bring a super, super interesting lens, but also you have the action behind it, right? You've been doing this for a long time. You know, you've raised millions of dollars in scholarships. These kind of things are real. And these are things that you're actually actioning to change people's lives. So thank you for bringing that perspective. Thank you for bringing the education and experience. And again, I just want to say a big thank you, Brenda, for being with me here today.
And thank you so much for having me on your platform today. You're also doing an amazing job. Thank you.